Now, this is the bit that I'm most proud of. See around the fireplace?
Oh, yeah?
You have to trim the paper around this bit here and sort of kind of chamfer it round there, see?
Chamfer, hey?
Yeah, it's a technical term.
All right. Very good.
Well, after that, the rest of the room is a doddle.
Yeah. But, up in the corner, don't the stripes go...
Oh, yeah, no. The problem about that is that there aren't any real proper corners at all in this room, and I don't think there's a true right angle here.
No.
Oh, they didn't go in for them much in the 16th century.
Dad?
Hi, Pip.
Yeah?
Hiya.
What do you think of your new sitting room?
Don't ask.
I've said I'll get the pictures back up this afternoon.
They'll cover up the paper anyway.
Don't you like it?
They should have listened to me. Green.
Excuse me, it's called pistachio, actually, if you don't mind.
Yeah, pistachio, bought by Nutter.
You see what I have to put up with, Tom.
Anyway, I'm going to the shop. Mum says, do you want anything?
Me? No. She hasn't forgotten we're out this evening, has she? Tom's doing his burgers.
Oh, no, so Ben needs ketchup.
We've got ketchup.
Ah, yeah, not the industrial quantities that Ben consumes, you haven't.
Ah, okay then.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, see ya.
Right. I'd better sort you out the beef anyway.
Thanks.
You want to get on and make them?
Well, there's no rush. I've got it down to a fine art.
Oh, good. Well, if you're not in a hurry, you wouldn't like to help me rehang these pictures, would you?
You... Oh, go on then.
Ah, great. Are your mum and dad eating with us?
No, they're not, actually. Mum and Helen are going to a film. They're getting something to eat at the art centre. And Dad says he had enough of my burger experiments last week.
Oh, charming.
Yeah. So he's taking himself off to the ball.
Oh, wise man. We've got to make the most of Frida's cooking while she's still around.
We certainly do.
In fact, we've got to make the most of the bull full stop, if you listen to Sid.
Yeah, Dad was saying. Sid's furious about Caroline selling the place out from under him.
Well, it's a slight exaggeration. Has Sid asked you to invest?
What?
He's asked me. And Dad. I think he's pretty desperate.
Blimey, he must be.
The only way I could do it would be if everyone in the village bought a brick or something.
You don't seriously think it might come to that, do you?
Well, you do hear about it, don't you? Although, I don't think Sid would be very keen. It'd be like having about 700-odd bosses, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it would. And you can imagine someone like Derek Fletcher having a say in how the bulls run, can't you?
Ooh, ooh, yeah, that's right.
Or Nathan Booth, whose idea of a good night out is a glass of lemonade and a couple of hours with his Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, true. Right, this one goes over the fireplace.
Okay-do. Here?
Up a bit. Bit more. To the right a bit. Okay, don't hold it there. I'll mark it. Okay, you can put it down now.
Right.
So, how's Brenda? She's been helping with all the gourmet grill stuff, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's been great. She was going to come tonight, but she thinks she ought to have a night in with Mike.
All right.
She's off early tomorrow, back to uni.
Is she?
Not properly. She's going to see them to sort out going back in October.
Right, and catch up with her mates, I suppose.
Yeah, suppose.
Oh, it's a real shame for her having to give all that up.
Yeah, it is.
Still, time will soon go.
Yeah.
Right, cop all of that picture then. One down, about 17 to go.
Have you thought of asking Tracy?
Mum, Aunt Tracy is not going to want a job share with me at Jack's. Why would she? She's perfectly happy at the Feathers.
No, I didn't mean for her. I just thought she might know someone.
Well, I suppose, but I'd rather share with someone I know. I mean, they're going to have to work around me a bit, aren't they?
Yeah, I suppose they are.
And since Will's been so piggin' awkward about everything.
Oh, if only he could fix this odd off day of his.
Yeah, but it doesn't suit him too, does it? Because he knows how awkward it makes things for me.
Flatten a few of these boxes for me, will you, love?
Oh, sorry. Oh, it's such a pain.
How about any of the girls you were at school with? What about Jodie? What's she doing these days?
Dental nurse.
Oh, good for her.
Sarah's working at the call centre and Kaylee's having a baby any minute.
Is she?
Yeah, so there's no one. Everything was just going right as well. It's even warm enough in the caravan now to get up in the mornings.
Well, that's something anyway.
Yeah. Oh, and thanks for the heater, Mum.
Oh, well, your dad and me were hardly going to stand by and see you freeze. Excuse me? Excuse me?
Yeah?
A Are you going to buy that magazine, Pip? Because if not, can you put it back, please?
Sorry.
This is a shop, not a library. I'm not being funny, but...
No, no, it's okay. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Mum?
Well, I'm sorry, Emma. But they've got a nerve, these kids. And they're not above nicking stuff, some of them.
Not Pip.
Well, not her, maybe, but some of them. That's why I've moved the suites nearer the till.
Yeah.
It's half term coming up. If they think I'm going to have gangs of kids loitering in here all day, they've got another thing coming.
Oh, you want to put up a notice or something?
Yeah. No more than two of them in here at any one time. That's just what I was thinking.
Mum, can I have a drink, please?
Just a minute, Josh. Let me get Ben started.
I'll do the drinks.
Oh, thanks, Pip.
Has Ben got enough there?
Yeah, half of one's plenty, thanks.
Sure!
Yeah, all right, mate, it's coming.
Here you are, Josh.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pet.
There you go, Benji.
More!
No, that's plenty to start with.
Oh.
You eat that first, and don't forget to have some of Tom's lovely burger with it.
Hey, they smell great, Tom. You're liking yours, aren't you, Joshy?
Mmm.
I think that's a yes.
Right, well, here's the rest. Pip, can you take those, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mum, for you.
Thanks. Oh, that looks fantastic.
Mm, I hope so. There you go, David.
Thanks. I am looking forward to this.
Me too. My first real consumer test. Well, dig in, everyone.
Right.
Mmm. Mmm. Oh, Tom, this is delicious.
You think so?
Mmm.
Oh, wow. No, this is a real 5.5-star burger.
Mm.
Very good, eh, Joshy?
Mm.
There you are. There speaks our own Egon Rone.
Really good.
What's in them? Apart from beef, of course.
Oh, no, no, no. You don't get round me that easily. I'm not giving away my recipe.
Go on. A dash of Delia. A pinch of Jamie.
I'm not telling. Though... I did take a bit of advice from Ian.
Oh, Ian. Mm. Well.
Seriously, Tom, these are really good.
Mm.
Gourmet grills, you're not kidding.
Can we have them at my birthday, Mum?
We're going to G.I. Joe's for your birthday.
These are much better than theirs.
Better than the all-American dining experience. Do you hear that, Tom?
Well, I am flattered.
You'd really rather stay home and have these and eat out.
Definitely.
I'd better cancel the table, then.
Ah, now, the only snag is, Pip, that if Tom won't give out his recipe, how are we going to make them? Unless, of course, he could be prevailed upon.
Oh, right, right. I can see what's coming.
Make us up a few.
Mm. Hoist by your own petard, I'm afraid, Tom.
Okay, okay.
We'll give you the beef, of course.
Is that all right, then?
Of course it is. It'll be a pleasure.
Oh, great.
Thanks. Oh, and thanks for your help getting those pictures back up, by the way.
No probs. It's looking good, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's going to stay that way. No more clutter.
Yeah, we've redistributed that around the rest of the house.
It's not staying there either. Hmm. I'm filling a few sacks for the charity shop.
Hey, by the way, you're not giving away my old footstool, are you?
Give it away. I'd be ashamed. I'm throwing it away.
What? Ruth, I think we need to talk.
We obviously do.
Can I have some more?
More what, Ben?
More, please.
Oh, yeah, good lad. Where do you want it?
Not sauce, meat!
Hey!
Well, that's a first.
Well, that is a serious compliment, Tom. Honestly, if you want to know how good your burgers are, just ask a 3-year-old.
6 o'clock you're supposed to bring him back. It's nearly 20 past.
It's 20 past. Don't exaggerate.
Oh, it's 25 past by my watch.
Well, if I'd known you were going to be at the house, I wouldn't have wasted time dragging George over to the caravan in the cold and dark, would I?
You might have known I'd be over here for Sunday.
Not necessarily.
Didn't you think it was a bit funny there weren't any lights on in the caravan? Oh, but don't use your brain, do you?
Well, if you'd used yours and thought to text me...
I'll give him here anyway.
Bye-bye then, Georgie. I'll see you again Tuesday, eh?
Oh, Tuesday is it this week?
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me know.
All right then, son. You got a kiss for Daddy?
Good boy.
Oh, come on, it's cold.
Night, son. Daddy loves you.
Come on!
You're going to be batting him here, are you?
What's it to you?
What's it to me is, it can't be good for him, getting him all hot from the bath and then taking him all out in the cold to that tin box.
He's wrapped up warm and it's perfectly warm in the caravan.
It didn't feel that way last time I was there.
Well, we've got another heater now and it stays on all night, so there.
All night? Well, isn't that a fire, Is?
Give it a rest. What's this?
What?
On his top.
Oh, it's only juice.
That current, what happened to his bib?
Well, he got wet with him dribbling. Getting some teeth, aren't you?
Well, couldn't you have put something else round him? That'll never come out.
Of course it will.
No, it won't. It'll stain. And this top's what Kenan got him for his christening.
So I'll get him another.
That is not the point.
Emma. Will.
Susan.
You letting all the cold in, love. Come on now.
Oh, I'm going anyway. See you Tuesday.
I can't wait. Come on, Emma. Night, Will.
Night. Night-night, Georgie. Sleep tight.
Night, Will.
Have you seen what he's done to George's top?
Let's have a
look. It's ruined.
Oh, dear. Look, get it off him straight away and I'll put it into soap.
He does it on purpose.
These things happen, love.
No, he does it to wind me up. He's so pig-headed and difficult.
It's a very difficult situation.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it. Oh, come on, George, get your arm out of there.
Is he always like that? When he brings him back?
Well, that was a good one.
Oh, really?
Oh, come on, George. Now, that's a good boy. Oh, it's the same when he collects him. He's always getting at me.
Oh, dear.
Here.
Thanks.
I just can't win. Did you hear him going on about the heater?
Yeah.
It's like he's a completely different person. He never used to argue with me.
Oh, love.
He used to hate arguing when we were married.
Things were a bit different then, though, weren't they?
Oh, Mum. I know it's my fault.
It's all very raw for him still.
But how long's it going to carry on for?
Thank you very much, Mr. Wemmick. Hope you enjoyed your stay.
I certainly did. I hope to see you again in the future.
Absolutely. Goodbye, then.
Goodbye.
If we're still here.
Caroline.
Ian. Oh, is everything all right?
Well, is it true?
Is what true?
Well, what Trudy says, that the Redgate Manor Group are interested.
Are they?
Well, you haven't heard anything?
No, I haven't. Where did Trudy get it from?
I didn't ask.
Well, unless she can name her sources.
Well, you don't think it's likely?
Well, anything's possible, but why are you so excited? I thought you hated the idea of a chain.
Well, the Redgate Manor Group's not exactly a chain, is it? There's only three hotels, and they're pretty much in sympathy with what we're doing here.
I suppose so.
Well, I'd still rather you and Oliver got it, obviously, but, well, I know there's been no movement in the Dower House, and your deadline's up at the end of the week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, tell me I'm wrong, please, but, I mean, are you any closer to raising the money?
Not really.
No news from Duncan?
Oh, he says he's still interested, but he hasn't got back with anything definite.
I see.
Meanwhile, Sid and Jolene have been telling everyone in the village how I'm pulling the rug out from under them.
I saw the advert.
So I'm now persona non grata, but hey, who needs friends anyway?
I'm really sorry. If there was anything I could do...
Ian.
Somehow I don't think my old Daniel O'Donnell records would make you that much on eBay.
Don't worry about it. If the worst comes to the worst, we can always just take out a massive loan. And I mean massive. And be in hock for the rest of our lives.
That's the spirit. Well, so you've not given up then?
Give up? I won't give up till some ghastly chain comes round and unscrews the nameplates off the doors and renames the Royal Garden Suite after the chief executive's poodle.
Hello. All right, Jolly, I see.
You're mad.
Morning, Matt. Can I help you?
No, I'll just wait for the agent, thanks.
The agent?
Yeah, I'm having a look round, if that's okay with you.
All I'm asking is that you think about going over to One Lambing.
Adam, I told you when you last brought this.
I know you did. But look at it from my point of view. If we're lambing again March, April, that's just when things are hotting up on the cultivations.
Well, I managed for years, so did Debbie.
But things are different now. We've got all these other enterprises.
Yes, it does make a difference, Brian.
Thank you, Mum. The later lambing means I've got lambs to bring on when I ought to be concentrating on the strawberries or getting the maize planted up again.
You must see his point, darling.
Yes, of course I can. But you're surely not suggesting we try and lamb 1,000 ewes in January.
Of course I'm not suggesting that. No, we ought to get rid of the later lambers and up the number of the early lambers a bit, say, to 500.
Well, just like that?
Something's got to give.
Yes, the profit on 500 ewes.
But if we take on more contract
that
work...
That was supposed to be as well as, not instead of. Have you heard anything back from Matt about that, by the way?
Not as such, no.
Not as such?
I've got Lillian on the case. She's going to ask him.
Well, let me know when you know. So, any other business, anyone?
I just wanted to ask you both. You'll be around, will you, on Wednesday when Debbie gets back?
At what time's she getting in?
Well, she's got a nice early flight, so we shall be back here about 11:30.
Coffee time. Good. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll be here for sure.
Adam?
It's kind of hard to say, Mum. I've got so much on. How about if I stay to supper? I'll definitely see her then if I haven't caught up with her during the day.
Well, that would be lovely.
She's just emailed some more figures. Mm-hmm. Dairy margins are on the up and up.
Good.
And when you think, she hadn't really got much experience of dairy before she went.
Oh, hardly any.
Right, well, if you'll excuse me, I've got ewes to sort.
Do you want this suit hanging in the back of the car?
No, light in fire, thanks, puss.
Here you are.
Great. Right. I better push off in.
Oh, well, I hope you might have time for coffee. You always seem in such a rush these days.
Ah, you've got to keep moving in my game, sweetheart. Keep ahead of the competition.
But I've hardly seen you since we got back from holiday. This is what Jade calls running your diary.
It just shows, doesn't it, how much time I was wasting before.
Oh, like on coffee with me, charming.
No, 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 I didn't mean that. Look, come here. Better?
Bit.
Look, I won't be late tonight. And I promise we'll have a nice, leisurely breakfast tomorrow, all right?
Oh, Matt, some of what I want to tell you won't keep till tomorrow.
Go on, then, what? What have you got to tell me?
Well...
Scandal on the parish council? Derek Fletcher caught taking bungs from pooper scooper manufacturers again?
No, nothing like that. I just want us to have a chat, a bit of a catch-up. I mean, I don't even know what you've decided to do about the estate contract.
Oh, purse... First, come on, you can do better than that.
What do you mean?
Has Adam asked you to work on me? Or did you offer?
No.
If you really want to know, I haven't given it a thought, and I'm not promising I'm going to. I mean, frankly, why should I help Brian out of his financial hole? He wouldn't do it for me.
And that's your considered answer, is it?
It's the only one you're going to get. Mwah. Now, look, I've really got to go. You don't want them to be scraping me off the motorway, do you?
Oh, there you are.
Hang on, darling. I've got to get this trailer hooked up so Jeff can try and work down the 10 acre before the next band of weather sets in.
Oh, right. Is he having lunch?
Yeah. Right, I'm all yours.
I just wanted to show you these.
What are they?
My designs for Tom, the gourmet grill delivery.
Oh, yes.
Well, what do you think? The van and the trailer, either black or racing green. Something smart, you know, and the logo in gold.
Oh, I like it. Hey, Jeeves and Worcester.
Oh, you don't think the sort of snooty butler idea is going to put people off?
Only the rough element. They won't be buying the burgers anyway.
No, no.
And they are supposed to be gourmet grilled.
Yes, I was thinking more of the young people at any of the festivals Tom might do.
I don't think so. They'll get it, I'm sure. They're just taking the spirit of postmodern irony, won't they?
Well, if you say so. Oh, well, good. Wasn't expecting you to be so positive.
Darling, you're very clever. We ought to charge you out as a commercial artist. God knows, the firm could do with the income.
I don't know about that. As you're in such a good mood, What do you think of this one, then? This is for Pat's carrot bags.
Oh, let's see. Oh, very sweet.
Sweet?
It's sort of simple, isn't it? But effective.
Well, I was aiming for something like those wonderful posters they used to have in the 30s, you know, urging people to move out to Welland Garden City and places, you know, all sort of washed in sunlight.
Yes, I know the sort of thing. Well done, you. You have had a productive morning.
Well, it wasn't just this morning. I've been mulling over them for days. I'm going to do some colour versions before I show them to anybody else, so don't say anything to Tom yet.
OK.
Well, you ready for your lunch? And I'm going over to Mum's at 2.
Well, you know me. I need any time.
Oh, that's good. Adam's going to have something at Grey Gables.
What's he doing swanning off up there? I thought he claimed he was busy.
He is. He's delivering venison.
Oh.
Honestly, why do you always have to assume the worst with him?
I don't.
Yes, you do. You'd better not start finding fault with him just because Debbie's coming home. In fact, you've started already and she's not even here yet.
Don't be ridiculous. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, saved by the bell.
Brian Aldridge?
Lunch in 10 minutes, then, darling.
Fine, fine. Sorry. Oh, hello. Yes, I'm around this afternoon. Yes, of course.
Oh, go on, darling, have a drink.
No, I'll stick to water. Thanks, Lillian. I've got work to do this afternoon. And I'm driving.
You're no fun. And when I put myself out to make inquiries for you as well.
Oh, you asked him then?
I asked him, but he won't like the answer.
Oh?
He said he hasn't given it much thought. I don't think he's going to, because he sees it as helping Brian out of a hole.
Oh, no.
I'm only telling you what he said.
But I told him. Our doing the work is a much better prospect than the current contract. I thought he took it on board.
Well, maybe he did. You know what he and Brian are like, a couple of squabbling schoolboys.
So Matt's letting his personal feelings cloud a business decision?
Well, it won't be the first time.
Great. Oh, well. Thanks anyway, Lillian.
Mm. I'm just sorry it wasn't the answer you wanted, darling.
Oh, I'm sorry about earlier, Adam.
No problem. I could see you were busy. The venison's all put away in your cauldron.
Oh, great, thanks. How are you, Lillian?
Well, I'm getting used to my own company. I've had to.
She's missing Matt. He hasn't been around much.
Well, perhaps you'll see more of him if he buys this place.
What?
I'm sorry.
Well, he's definitely interested.
What are you talking about?
Well, he came round this morning with the agent.
No.
He did.
And you didn't know about this, Lillian?
No, I didn't. It was no surprise. If you want to know anything about Matt's movements these days, you'll have to ask Jade.
The lovely Miss Everly.
She seems to have his ear. Probably rather more than just his ear. But I'm working on that.
I'm afraid even Lillian hasn't managed to get anything out of him.
No?
So I'm sorry, Brian. It's not looking very hopeful.
No, well, I never really thought to...
No, I know you didn't. But that doesn't mean it wasn't worth trying.
No, of course not. No, quite.
So, some acknowledgement of that wouldn't come amiss?
Oh, for goodness sake, I just have, haven't I?
Not really, no.
Oh, dear, why is everyone so sensitive?
Brian!
Look, Caroline, hello!
I'd better get these feeders filled up. I'll see you.
Yeah, I'll see you.
I saw the car, so I thought...
Yes, of course. We don't have to stand out here getting cold. Come out of the house for some tea. Jenny's out.
No, it's very kind of you, but it won't take long. I just wanted to ask you if you knew what Matt Crawford's up to.
I wish.
Oh. Borchester Land aren't thinking of buying Grey Gables, then.
What?
Matt came for a look round this morning. Very smug he was about it, too. Ticking me off about a bit of frayed carpet in the staff quarters.
I bet he enjoyed that.
I was practically salivating. So it's news to you, then?
Well, yes. We're between board meetings, but for something like that, if Borchester Lamb was involved, he'd have to call an EGM.
Yeah.
But I honestly don't see Grey Gables fitting our property portfolio at all.
Nothing's been said about broadening your leisure interests?
No, not a word. And I can't see it fitting Matt's personal portfolio come to that. As far as I know, he's more into new build, like Grange Spinney.
And the Cat and Fiddle, don't forget. Oh, He's still got number one, the Green. That's what made me worry. Seems intent on buying up the whole of Ambridge. What if he goes after my share of the bull? Then what would I do?
Oh, I see.
Oh, it'd be absolutely awful. But if selling to him was the only way of raising the money to buy Grey Gables, then...
Which you might find yourself having to bid for in a Dutch auction with Matt anyway.
It doesn't bear thinking about.
And I know you don't need me to tell you, Caroline, but I'll say it anyway. You be very careful if you have to have any dealings with Matt Crawford.
I know. My problem is, I may not have a choice.
Is it going to stay fine, do you know?
Well, hang on. Let's just have a look at this piece of old seaweed I always keep with me. How should I know, Emma?
Well, I thought you might have heard the forecast. George's little things are probably freeze to the line. Anyway, could you pass me the pegs instead of just standing there, Tom?
Right, sorry.
How come you've got nothing to do?
I have. I was just... is this Brenda?
Yeah, it looks like her car.
Well, may as well stay and say hello, then.
She must be knackered. All that way down there.
Yeah,
And out partying with her mates last night, I bet.
Yeah. Hi.
Hiya. Hi, Em.
Oh, hello. I'm surprised you've come back at all. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was great.
Did you get everything sorted out then, for October?
Yeah, but... Oh, look, you might as well know. I was going to tell Dad first, but... I'm not going back.
What?
Really?
No.
So what made you change your mind?
I didn't. Not while I was down there. I went and saw my tutor and he was great. We fixed it all up for me to go back. And I saw my mates who went out on the town.
So how come...
It was today. Driving home. It's just... It's such a long way. I don't want to be that far away.
From your dad?
From everything.
Well, I'm sure you've done the right thing.
Yeah, I think so.
So what are you going to do? Try and go back to Radio Borsetshire or what?
No, I still want to go to uni. I've got to phone my tutor first, tell him the news. Then I'm going to have to find out if I can transfer to Felpersham. Start all over again there.
Oh, Felpersham?
Well, if they'll have me.
What? They'll jump at you?
I hope.
Brenda, if you're only at Felpersham and around here before that, you wouldn't like a part-time job, would you?
Days are starting to lengthen out a bit.
Can't seem to make much difference some days, though, does it?
No. And there's a long way to go yet. Another month before we can turn the calendar.
All that scraping down.
Yeah, don't rub it in. It's all right for some.
By the time me and Frieda get back, it's got to be a bit more spring-like.
Oh, I should hope so. This winter started so early, that's the trouble.
That's true. Now, I had a look at the temperatures in the paper at the weekend.
Oh, these wouldn't be the temperatures in Delhi by any chance, would they? Come on, then.
Over 60 it was.
What, not centigrade?
No, of course.
Oh, I was going to say, you wouldn't be able to move.
I won't be able to move anyway. Wait, you're throwing us a ring.
Oh, sorry. I keep meaning to get up here with a bit of hardcore.
This track's a disgrace.
Yeah, I know. But I have to say, Bert, you and Frieda will probably find yourself on far worse tracks than this in the next few weeks.
Well, that's just maybe, but we won't notice, will we?
What, because you'll be too busy looking at the scenery?
Of course we'll be travelling in style. Ah, Trevor ain't stinted, you know.
Yeah, you told me. That fabulous train you're going
on. And the coach, all air-conditioned, you know.
Is this the coach trip to see the erotic carvings? You need air-conditioning after that lot. Calm you down.
It's going to be wonderful.
Oh, sure it is.
Oh,
sorry, Bert, you all right?
Yeah, I think so. Where did he come from?
Nowhere.
Oi! What the hell do you think you're doing?
What, you mean this poor girl's just driven for 4 hours from the south coast and you make her get straight in the car and come here?
I thought you'd be pleased. You got your A-team back.
No, I am. It's great. But you sure you'll be able to hack it, Brenda, when your course starts?
Yeah, gonna need some sort of job. Might as well be here.
And you won't have to worry about a thing, Kenton. We'll sort out the hours between us.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, so you'll always have one of us here, happy and smiling.
My cappuccino runneth over. Welcome back, girls. My girls. Come here, give us a kiss. Now, this calls for celebratory hot chocolates all round, I think.
Oh, yes, please. Forgotten the perks of the job.
Oh, sorry, I can't. I've got to get home. Will it be bringing George back?
Oh, OK, then I'll give you a lift.
Oh, no, Bren, you stay. I'll get the bus.
You sure?
Yeah, no problem. If I go now, I'll get the market bus. Right, well, bye then, Kenton, and I'll see you next month.
Well, see you before then, I hope. Bye.
See you.
See ya.
Right, let's fix these drinks and you can tell me from the beginning what I've just agreed to.
I'm not quite sure myself.
Well, you're transferring your course to Felpersham, yeah?
Yeah, I've called them and they've called my old tutor and it's all agreed informally, but I've still got to reapply through UCAS.
Yeah, OK, but, yeah, it's a done deal, huh?
Yeah. My tutor's so sweet. He must have given me a really good reference.
What you deserved, I'm sure.
It's all happened a bit fast.
Well, Emma does seem to have that effect on people, but... Oh, no.
What?
Oh, I meant to ask for... Oh, you want cream?
Oh, yeah. Meant to ask for what?
Yeah. Here you go.
Thanks.
I was going to ask her to help me out with this Valentine's surprise I'm planning for Kathy.
Which is?
Well, I sorted her the perfect present and I want to treat her to a meal here.
Right, like Frank's belly buster breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem. I mean, Frank can't conceive of any meal that doesn't involve a hash brown and a hunk of black pudding on the side. So I was going to ask Emma to come in after hours and cook something really special.
On Valentine's night, you'll be lucky.
Why?
Well, her and Ed will be all loved up, won't they?
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, I guess I'll have to cook myself then. I don't really want to. I want to be able to concentrate on... Well, on Kathy.
You could be so sweet.
I try.
Oh, I'll do it for you, if you like.
Can you cook?
Of course. Been living away from home for 3 months, haven't I? How do you think I survived?
Well, on pizza and snake bite, like most students.
No, I was very sensible. I often cook for myself.
Yeah, well, it's very kind of you, Bren, but I'm not talking student spag bol here.
And neither am I. Could you use my Spanish chicken?
Yeah, what's that, is it? Chicken garnished with castanets?
It's really simple, but it looks dead impressive. Chicken breast in a tomato sauce with peppers and olives and chorizo sausage, if you like chorizo.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that sounds great.
It is.
Fine. OK, you're on. If you really don't mind giving out me Valentine's night.
What's the point of Valentine's when you've got no one to spend it with?
Oh.
I might drag Tom along. He can help. Don't suppose he'll be doing anything either. What a pair of losers.
Not too much damage, anyway.
Ooh, not to the Land Rover, maybe.
But I'm really sorry. Is your back giving you trouble?
No, it'd be all right. I just got thrown up and come down. It'd been hard. There ain't much padding on them seats.
No. Well, look, we can't have you going off on your big trip to India like an old crock. You take tomorrow off if you want.
Well, that's very good of you, David. I dare say I'll be all right.
Are you sure? You don't want to stiffen up on that long flight.
Oh, well, I shan't be sitting all the time anyway. Me and Frieda's going to keep getting up, stretching our legs.
Ah, very wise.
Well, there's not much left of the headlight, is there?
No. Still, I think the other bloke came off worse. He might need a whole new wing.
Yeah, serve him right, driving like a maniac. And he shouldn't have been on that bridle way in the first place.
No. I don't know, we've had some trouble recently with dirt bikes as well. I mean, the paths aren't there to be used as shortcuts.
Oh, of course they're not.
I presume that was why he was so keen to say he'd pay for the damage.
Yeah, I think so too. You've still got the inconvenience, ain't you? You're going to be without it for a day or whatever, getting it fixed.
Yeah, he didn't want to get his insurance involved, did he? I bet it doesn't cover him on private land.
Yeah, of course, you check that name and address he give you. He might be trying it on.
Nah, he seemed genuine enough. He lives on that new development off the bypass. The big houses, you know?
Oh, well, they've all got four-wheel drives down there, and that's just the wives. Mind, I don't care how posh his house is. It still don't give him the right to drive how and where he likes, putting other folks' lives at risk.
No, quite. Anyway, but you get off.
Well, we never did check the elephants.
That's all right, I'll do that. You get off home. Have yourself a nice long hot bath.
Oh, well, that does sound quite tempting.
Go on, off you go.
Oh, all right then, thanks. I'll just get my things.
Right, night.
Night. Oh, it might be an idea, you know, David.
What?
To block off that bridle way.
I can't do that.
Well, block it to traffic, I mean, with something that the horses and walkers can get past.
Like?
Well, a bit of machinery would do it, something we're not using at the moment.
Yeah, that's a thought. Oh, well, I'll add it to my list of jobs, shall I? With everything else I've got to do with my key worker away.
Oh, you wouldn't be trying to make me feel guilty, would you?
Would I?
I wonder. Night, then.
Night, Bert. Sweet dreams. Just you imagine you're somewhere a long, long way from Ambridge.
Okay, now you're having a laugh.
I've said I'm sorry.
I should hope you are. You're over half an hour late again.
I was not half an hour late on Sunday.
Yes, you were. Oh, God, let's not go through that again. Look, I've come back from Borchester specially. I could have stayed. What's your excuse this time, anyway?
No, he was asleep.
What?
George fell asleep. Didn't like to wake him.
You've let him have a sleep this late in the day?
I couldn't help it. He was getting grisly. He's teething, isn't he? It wears him out.
I don't believe you. Don't you ever think, how am I going to get him off at a reasonable time tonight now? You don't know what it's like when he won't go off and you're all cooped up.
Oh, the happy family's not quite so happy then, eh?
You're just thoughtless.
Well, you do know, don't you, Em, that if there's ever a problem with George being with you in the caravan, there's a good home waiting for him with me.
In your dreams.
in a proper house with his dad.
Oh, just go, can you?
Well, if it ever gets too much for you, you've only got to say...
Get out!
Just say goodnight to my son first, if you don't mind. Night-night, Georgie. Sleep tight, eh?
Yeah, when I finally get him off.
And Daddy will see you again Thursday.
He's not going to write in his diary, is he? He doesn't understand.
Oh, I think he does. I think he knows very well.
Do you?
Yes, I do. He knows who I am, and he knows that I love him.
Are you trying to say I don't?
All I'm saying is, one day he's going to ask just how he ended up not living with his daddy, and I shall tell him.
Yeah, well, I'll have things to tell him and all.
Yeah, but we both know what the truth is, don't we? And George will sort out what the truth is as well, when he's older. See you Thursday.
George. No, don't you start, darling. Please, only things, please. George. Why does it have to be so horrible? George, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, sweetheart.
Anyway, when she went over to the house, she realised why he was being like it.
Oh, yeah?
There was this letter from her solicitor saying the decree nisi is going to be posted up in court this week. So Will must have had one too.
Right. But the decree nisi is surely not that important?
No, I know. It's not like it's final or anything, but it's the first step, isn't it?
Yeah, the first official step.
Yeah, saying the marriage is over. We want the next junction, Tom.
Yeah, thanks, I know.
And Will, well, he wasn't the one who started any of this, was he?
No.
And I know he says he's fine about it and he wouldn't have Emma back in a million years.
You don't believe him?
Well, not really, no. There's George, isn't there? And, well, I just don't think you'd get over someone that quickly if you care about them.
No. It's a mess, isn't it?
Yeah.
Better to say friends, eh, Bren?
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, Emma says she's going to try and keep things a bit more civilised.
Can't be a bad idea.
No. Where do we go from here?
Left at the roundabout. It's okay, I know roughly where it is.
Good. It's nice to be driven. I swore yesterday I was never going to get in a car again after that drive home.
Well, thanks for coming.
Well, being such an expert on catering trailers, I can see you'd want my opinion.
Hey, you're half of the Gourmet Grills team now. You are still going to be able to help me out, aren't you? Now you're going back to Jack's.
Listen, Emma so bounced me into it. I don't know what I'm doing. Look, don't worry about it. I'll have plenty of time to help you. If I'm working around her, she's got to work around me a bit.
Good, because I saw you first.
Got to go on the UCAS website when we get back. Get my application to publish them.
You're not hanging around?
I want to get it sorted. Now I've finally decided...
You sure this time?
Oh, yeah. I'm still a bit freaked by the fees, but at least I should save a bit living at home.
Not to mention all these jobs you've got.
And the cut you've got to give me from your first million.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll have my people talk to your people, don't
you
worry.
You do that.
Your dad must be pleased.
You should have seen his face. He started crying, of course, and then I started. We all cry at anything these days.
Oh, Bren.
And I think Hayley's pleased, too.
Well, of course she is.
Yeah, but I mean, it was all going to fall on her, wasn't it? Running the house, looking after Dad. Now we can do it between us.
Yeah. I saw her the other day, actually, doing the hens.
Yeah?
She was chasing them into the hen house, swearing at them.
She moans, but I think she quite likes them, really. Her favourite's Dotty.
From party girl to poultry girl, eh? John would never have believed it.
Okay, Mum. I'll get it.
All right, darling. Then let's get in and have some coffee.
Debbie!
Hello, Dad.
Oh, darling. you look fantastic. Doesn't she, Jenny?
Yes, very well.
Right, is it coffee then?
Oh, good. You got time?
Got time? Not every day you grace us with your presence. Now you've got this jet-setting career as an agricultural troubleshooter.
Mm-hmm. And whose fault's that? Oh, come on, let's get indoors. Can you bring her case, darling?
Oh, that's right. That's my role. Reduced to bag carrier for the real star of the family.
Yeah, quite right, too. Come on, pick it up.
And how would you like your burger, sir? Medium, rare, or well done?
Medium, please.
Thank you, sir. That'll just be a moment. Can I interest you in anything else while you're waiting? One of our world-famous Tom Archer sausages, perhaps?
Not the ones sizzling on that impressive double-width stainless steel griddle.
They certainly are. And I've got some others here, ready and waiting in this... What is it called again?
Banh-Marie.
Yeah, that's the one.
And what are you going to offer me with them?
Well, sir, that's a good question. You can have them in a delicious bun that we've still got to source from an organic bakery somewhere, or you could have a baked potato from our baked potato oven. This door's a bit wonky, Tom.
It's only a hinge. It's great, isn't it?
It's fantastic. It's going to be such a laugh.
It's not a laugh. It's a serious money-making venture.
I know. There's nothing wrong with it being fun as well. Of course, if you hadn't paid over the odds...
What?
All that I'm not paying more than 3.5 grand.
3.6? It's a bargain. He dropped his price more than I went up on mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did, coming down from 4.
I'm only teasing. I think he got a really good deal, actually.
I mean, I know it looks a bit tatty now, but when it's all painted up...
Has Jennifer come up with anything yet?
She's got the design, she says, but she's doing some colour versions for me to have a look at. She won't give anything away until then.
And then?
And then it's got to be painted up, and I'll give it a good clean.
And we're ready to roll.
Yep. By Easter, we'll be on the road.
Easter? That's ages away.
Well, that's when all the shows and point-to-point start.
Laura Loxley's got one next month.
Have they? What?
A point-to-point. Nigel was telling Dad. Why don't we do that?
Well...
Don't you think the van will be ready?
Well, yeah, it could be, but... No, it's no good, Bren. They'll have contracted their caterers already.
Excuse me. Is this the attitude that's going to launch 1,000 burgers?
No, but...
We could at least ring and ask, couldn't we?
I suppose.
I'll do it. You just concentrate on raising the pigs, pig man.
Adam!
Great.
Hiya!
Thought I'd come and say hello.
In this weather?
Well, when you've been sat on a plane and then indoors for hours.
Yeah. Sorry I couldn't get back for lunch.
Oh, that's okay. I know you're busy. What happened with you?
She just gave up the ghost. It's been pretty harsh out here.
Yeah, I know. Still, it should kill off some of the bugs.
Hopefully. What's the time?
Just after 3.
Already? I only came up here to sort out a few looking a bit lame.
For trimming or the foot bath?
Just trimming, I hope.
Well, I could do that.
You're supposed to be on holiday. Oh, sorry. Welcome back, by the way.
Thanks.
Well, you look very well.
Yeah, everyone keeps saying that. It's usually code for you've put on weight.
Not at all.
Yeah, I probably have, actually. Don't know if it's the dumplings or the drink.
Well, it's not like you to overindulge.
No, I'm not. Everyone's just so hospitable. Wherever you go, out come the sticky liqueurs and even stickier cakes. Anyway, how are you?
Apart from knackered.
Yeah, obviously. You had a good lambing, though, I heard.
Yeah. No major problems. It's when the later lambers start, that's when the fun will begin.
Oh, you'll cope.
I'll have to.
And, how's poor Ian managing, never seeing you?
Not much change there. We never see each other anyway. Well, no, we do. Hey, you must come down to Honeysuckle.
Yeah, Mum says you're very cosy down there.
Seems to suit us. Yeah, come down. Have supper one night.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And bring your cozy for the hot tub.
Yeah, I thought that would have been decommissioned for the winter.
Not at all. It's great in a cold night. Steam rising.
Really?
It's a bit of a shock to the system getting out, but...
Yeah, I'll take your word for it, I think. So we are going to get these sheep rounded up, then?
If you're sure.
I've told you, make the most of me while I'm here.
I will, don't worry. There was one by the hedge a minute ago. I thought it was limping.
Okay. Hello, fly. You haven't forgotten me, then? No, good boy. Come on, then. So, what else has been happening?
Oh, not much. Ryan whinging about the farm not making enough money as usual.
Oh, really?
Nice working conditions you've got.
Brenda, what are you doing out here? You must be mad.
I didn't think you'd hear your phone in this lot.
No, the wind's really turned round. It's going to have the arcs over at this rate.
I spoke to Elizabeth anyway.
Oh, yeah?
You were right. They have got their caterers all booked up.
Well, I won't say it.
The same ones they had last year.
Oh, well. Thanks for trying, anyway.
I don't think she's that thrilled with them, but contract's a contract.
I suppose so.
And she said the punter has seemed happy enough. And
there you are, then. There'll be other shows we can do.
Yeah. We can, use the Lower Loxley point to point as a sort of trial run.
I thought you just said...
You don't think I left it like that?
But...
I set to work on Elizabeth, told her how keen you were to get started, and asked if we could set up as well as the other lot.
Well, she didn't say yes.
No. She said she'd have to ask them, but she did, and they're not exactly thrilled about it. But they'll share the pitch as long as she gives them a reduction in their percentage, which she'll make up from us.
Well, that's fantastic. You're amazing.
I know.
Oh, come here.
Good, eh?
Very good. Wait till I tell Brian.
Oh, and there's something else I forgot to mention.
You've blagged us the best pitch at the Royal.
Give me time. I'll do that tomorrow. No, it's about next week.
Yeah?
What are you doing Tuesday?
Tuesday? What, Valentine's?
Yeah, that's right.
Nothing.
Good, because you are now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We're cooking for Kenton and Kathy.
What?
Oh, come on, Tom. Spread a little happiness.
Ready with the glasses, Jenny?
Yes. Get on with it.
Okay.
Well, this is very nice.
There you are, Debbie.
Oh, thanks.
Danny?
Mmm, lovely.
Well, a toast. Welcome home.
Thanks, Dad. Mmm. Oh, we ought to have waited for Adam, really.
Oh, he won't mind. As long as we leave him some. Mm. Oh, it is so lovely to have you back, darling. I better go and check on the beef, I think. I won't be a minute.
Debbie, I haven't really had a chance to say a proper thank you.
What for?
Oh, for all the hard work you're doing in Hungary. Oh,
come on, Dad, you thank me in every email.
No, but you're doing a great job, you really are.
Well, okay then, you're very lucky to have me.
I am.
Yeah, and I was quite pleased when I saw the latest figures for the arable.
Well, the costs are well done. Well,
there was an awful lot of waste. Just bad practice, really.
Well, there hadn't been much incentive to reduce it before, but with you on top of things...
Yeah, well, I think it helps. It's still going to take a while before we see any significant profit, though.
That's the commodity market's fault, not yours. Find me a large-scale arable farmer anywhere who isn't feeling the pinch.
Yeah, but even in the medium term, commodities have got to rise.
You think so?
Yeah, world growth, tiger economies. We've just got to hang on in there.
Well, it's good to hear you so upbeat.
Oh, everything's under control. How are you two doing?
Fine, fine. Debbie's really been cheering me up.
Oh?
Yeah, it's good to have someone around who's not just a gloommonger.
Well, if anyone's a gloommonger around here, Brian, it's you, with your dire warnings about how badly we're doing.
Well, we are.
Droning on and on about how if only we could get the estate contract back.
It's true.
Oh, yeah, Adam was telling me about that.
I mean, it'd be nice if it happened, but it's not going to. I told Adam so at the time.
Right, Brian. Matt hasn't said a definite no yet.
No. Don't give up hope just yet, Dad.
I keep meaning to do this more often.
Me too.
After we did that breast cancer swim, I was going to come every week. Oh. And then what happens?
Life gets in the way.
Exactly. Still, I've got an incentive.
Yeah?
I've got 5 days to fit into my little black dress. I've already been in the gym.
Well, what's this in aid of?
My Valentine's Day treat.
It doesn't sound much of a treat if you've got to work this hard for it.
No, it'll be worth it. Kenton's planning a surprise.
Mm, lucky you.
Yeah, I think so. He spent all weekend looking for pram wheels as well.
Kathy, is this something you're not telling me?
What? Oh, no, no. For this soapbox racer he's making Jamie.
Oh, I see.
I take it David and Josh are entering.
Oh, and Sam and Kirsty. I'm going to be surrounded by the things. Oh.
Well, if it keeps them out of trouble. Oh, yeah, I know what I meant to say to you. Pip's birthday.
What about it?
We're getting her that CD she wanted, so if you could put anyone else off that idea.
Thanks, she'll love it.
Good. What's she doing for her birthday?
Well, we're supposed to be going to G.I. Joe's, but now she's decided she'd rather have tea at home.
That's very touching.
Yeah, except I'm supposed to recreate the all-American dining experience, complete with their wicked double chocolate fudge cake.
With extra chocolate, I know.
So goodness knows where I'm going to find them.
You haven't seen Ernie, have you? The maintenance man.
No, he's not been in here.
Oh, okay. I know there's a problem with one of the showers and the agent's bringing someone else round.
Oh, who?
Someone from a conglomerate, that's all I know. Oh, excuse me. Caroline Pemberton? Yes?
Poor thing, it must be awful. Well, it's pretty awful for Sid as well.
Yeah, of course. Where were we? Oh, yeah, Pip's cake.
Well, if you're stuck, I might be able to help.
So I thought I'd reward myself for lunch here.
Yeah, right.
Nothing like seeing the bank manager for making you feel you deserve a little indulgence.
No.
I might be seeing a lot more of him. And you, a lot more of me, if we have to take out this eye-watering loan. Still, you don't want to hear about my problems.
No, I don't particularly. I've got enough of my own.
Huh?
But I'm sorry, Oliver. It's just, I've ordered this book for Kathy on the internet, and they promised it in 2 days. Now they're saying 28.
Oh, what a bore.
Oh, it's more than that. I need it for Tuesday. It's a Valentine's present.
Oh, dear. You've tried other sites, I suppose?
Yeah, and all the bookshops I can think of. Nothing.
It's definitely in print, is it?
Well, only just. I'm trying to replace an old copy of Grangover that's all falling apart.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm sure you've thought about this, but, might you be better off getting the original rebound?
What?
Well, there's a marvellous little place in Felpersham behind the cathedral. They did a wonderful job for me on a book of old maps.
Oliver, you're a genius.
Oh, well...
You know, that'll be much better. I mean, then she even gets to keep the bit her gran wrote in the front. Have you got their number?
No, not on me. Matthews. They'll be in the phone book.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Good.
Oh, thanks ever so much.
No, not at all. You'll give Frank my order now, will you?
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Won't be long. Tell you what, I'll top up your coffee while you're waiting.
Thanks. Oh, Lord. Oh, it's Caroline. Kenton, I'll just take this call outside. I don't think I can cope with a three-way with Jerry Lee Lewis. There you are, Georgie.
Here's his stuff.
Thanks.
And I thought I could pick him up tonight, if you like.
What for? If you're making a point about him being late the other day, I've already said...
No, forget that. I just thought it'd save you the bother.
What are you up to?
Nothing.
Only last time you were all cooperative over my access, you were planning to take him out of the country.
Oh, it's nothing like that. I was just trying to help.
Makes a change.
Look, Will, I've had the letter from the solicitor. You must have had one as well.
What if I did?
In a couple of months, it'll all be over. We'll be divorced, so we've got to just... try and move on.
Oh, yeah? Forget all about it?
Look, do you want me to pick him up or not?
How are you going to do that?
I've got Mum's car. I passed my test.
Oh. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. So, I'll come round at 6, shall I?
Well...
Come on. And once I'm back working, it'll make more sense for me to drop him off as well.
Working? When's this?
Next month.
How have you managed to sort that?
I'm doing a job share with Brenda. And no, I'm not going to ask you to fix your other half day. Brenda will work round me.
What about the rest of the time? You're not only going to work 2 afternoons.
Well, Ed can have him.
Can he?
Yeah. He's spoken to Oliver and Oliver's fine about being flexible. Anyway, I'll collect George at 6, shall I?
It might be quite useful tonight. Playing 5-a-side.
Oh, good.
Yeah, moving on, see?
Good.
I'll see you later then. Oh, we'll be at Keeper's. Grandad wants to see him.
No. No. Oh, no.
Jamie, love. I'll get it in the wash. Oh, hello.
Kathy, hi.
Oh, what are you doing here so early?
I could ask you the same question.
You could, but you shouldn't need to. You know it's my day off.
Oh, nice.
I got freezing watching Jamie's match. Oh, what have you got all my cookbooks out for? Are you doing supper?
Yes, that's right.
You are spoiling me. Oh, what are we having?
I'm not sure yet. I thought I saw a nice recipe in that old book. You know, the one your gran gave you?
Oh, no, you'll have to think again.
Why?
Yeah, I've lent it to Ruth.
Janie, throw that stuff down, will you, darling?
He's all ready. He's just saying goodbye to Grandad.
Okay.
And I've given him his tea.
What? Why?
I thought I'd save you the bother.
Well, that's all very well, but he's in a routine.
He has his tea about 6. What difference does 20 minutes make?
Well, I like to know what he's eating.
I'm not going to poison him, Em.
Yeah, I know that.
Or feed him any rubbish.
Good, but... well, never mind. What's he had?
Oh, he ate really well. He had a whole banana. He loved it.
Well, he had a banana dinner time.
Oh. Oh, well, I didn't know.
No, exactly, which is why I'd rather do his meals.
Oh, it's not going to hurt him.
No, what if it upsets his tummy? Oh,
he'll be fine.
Well, what else has he had?
Beans and toast.
Beans? How many?
Only half a tin.
Well, half a big tin. Beans and bananas. Thanks, Will. I'm in for some lovely nappies.
Oh, if this is what you're going to be like...
Well, I'm not being like anything.
You are. Whatever I do, it's wrong.
No, it's not, but you just don't think.
No, the truth is, you don't want me to have George at all. So you always find him fault.
I am not.
And you're trying to run everything about it. All of this dropping him off and picking him up. It's just so you can have things how you want them. Well, forget it.
Oh, don't be stupid.
You go on about me bringing him back late. How do I know you're not going to drop him off late and pick him up early every time?
But I can't, can I, stupid? Because until I've dropped him off, I can't get to work. And I'm not going to want to be late for that, am I? And coming back, I'm more likely to be late than early with the traffic. See, like I say, you just don't think.
Well, whatever. I'm not saying yes. I'm not agreeing to anything without talking to my solicitor.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
It's allowed.
Why do you always have to think the worst of me?
Do you really have to ask?
Oh, this is pointless. Just get him, will you? I'm going.
Hang on, Kent. You'll have to go a bit more slowly.
Oh, come on. It's not that complicated.
Your life is always complicated. Start again. Slowly.
Okay. My mission, which I have chosen to accept...
What?
Well, it doesn't matter. But I'm trying to give Kathy a Valentine's Day to remember, right?
Right, yeah.
So, I'm going to replace her gran's old cookbook. Now, I was going to buy her a new one.
Who? Her gran?
Oh, for pity's sake, Ruth. No, Kathy. But the internet people let me down, and then Oliver suggested I had it rebound instead.
Oh, you're losing me again.
Oh, for heaven's sake, you've been sniffing the wallpaper paste or something.
Oh, yeah, you must see our new sitting room before you go.
No, no, I haven't got time to... Anyway, no, thing is, I was looking for Kathy's old cookbook, so I can get it to the bookbinders in Felpersham tomorrow so that they can do a rush job for me, and then I find out that she's lent it to you.
Oh, do you want me to give it back?
Yeah, we are. So there is still one sparking brain cell in there. Yes, that's right. I want you to give it back, not to her, to me.
Well, why didn't you just say?
Is that okay, then?
Of course. I'll have to copy out the recipe I need for Pip's cake.
But I can take it away tonight.
I'll do it when I've finished the cards.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. If you'd said that in the first place...
Yeah, okay, maybe it did come out a bit muddled. It's just, oh, I don't know, it's turned into one heck of a thing to organise.
Well, it's very sweet of you to go to all this trouble. Kathy's very touched, I know.
Oh. She doesn't know about the cookbook, does she?
No, about the surprise. She's a very lucky woman.
Well, I'm sure Dave's got something planned for you. He's probably on the internet now ordering you some gold lamé wellies or something.
If I know anything, he's unconscious in front of the telly.
Exhausted by the effort of tracking you down a Belgian chocolate socket set, hmm? No, you wait and see.
Anyway, look. Come on. Come and look at our handiwork.
Okay, but I can't be long. I told Kathy I was going to see Debbie.
Oh, yeah, she's back for a bit, isn't she?
Yeah, so I've got to go to Home Farm now, so I'm in the clear in case they bump into each other, and then I've got to get back to cook supper, which I haven't even thought about, using a recipe from Granny's old cookbook. Oh, no. Mustn't use that. Kathy's not supposed to know I've got it.
Kevin, and you say your life isn't complicated.
Hey.
So, this conglomerate...
We're a faceless conglomerate. That's all I know.
Right.
Have you rung Duncan?
No. And I'm not going to.
Oh, but...
No. If I ring him again, Caroline, he'll back off. I know he will. I can't press him anymore.
It's all very well for you. You're not seeing the Woolies tomorrow.
I know.
With nothing definite in place.
Well, we're not telling them that.
And it's not you who's at Grey Gables with chains and conglomerates and, worst of all, Matt Crawford sniffing around.
I know, darling. Have some more wine.
No, thanks, I daren't. Oh, we've done the right thing.
Well, you know, it's what we always...
No, I mean about this girl. The one I rang you about.
Oh, yeah, Carly.
It's hardly fair to take her in when we're as fraught as this, is it?
Yeah, but we've said yes now.
I know, but... Oh, I suppose it's too late to change our minds.
Yes, it is. She'll have been told and everything. Anyway, you never know. Might be good for us.
Oh, how can you...
One argument that says you should deal with pressure by...
Adding in a bit more?
Well, by dealing with a different sort. We've had some super girls in the past. Caitlin.
Kimberly.
Yeah, it'll be good for us to have something else to think about.
Well, you'll have to do most of the looking after, I'm afraid. And it's half term next week.
Yeah, I know.
I'll have to be at work.
It's all right, darling. You leave Carly to me.
And leave me the little matter of buying Grey Gables. Thanks very much.
Oh, they love their peanuts, don't they, the blue tits?
They do. Mind you're not dropping them, dear.
No, I'm being careful.
Do you remember what we were talking about earlier, Jack? About Grey Gables?
Yes, we've had an offer.
That's right.
But it's not the asking price.
No, well, most offers aren't, are they?
Eh?
Never mind. It's an offer all the same, a definite offer.
I know, Peggy.
Don't you think...
We haven't heard from Caroline yet.
No, that's right. But it's today she's coming round.
Is it?
Yes. The time we gave her to find the money is up today.
It could take her some time to get that sort of money together.
I know, dear, but she's had a month. That's what we said we'd give her.
And that's up today?
Yes. You're not getting cold, are you?
No, I'm fine. Are you?
No, I'm okay.
So, Caroline's coming today?
That's right.
And it's today she's got to tell us if they've got the money or not.
And if not, we have had this offer.
Ah, but it was a low offer.
It was still an offer. And don't you think a bird in the hand...
is worth two on the bird table?
Well, we won't get any on the bird table with us out here. And I'd better get some coffee on.
Caroline will want some.
Yes, I'm sure she will.
Peggy, I know what you're saying about the offer, but let's hear what Caroline's got to say, eh?
And this is the kitchen, Carly. I'm afraid we seem to spend most of our time in here, one way or another, especially in the winter. Heart of the home and all that. Anyway, there's all the usual things. Fridge, obviously. Just help yourself to everything. You'll have to tell us what you like in the way of food, drink and so on. But we've got most things. Coke and what have you. And, let's see. There's, cups in this cupboard. Glasses next to it. Would you like a drink now?
No, thanks.
Oh, right. Well, what would you like to do?
I don't know.
Oliver?
In here.
Sorry, I'm going to have to go. Has he shown you where everything is, Carly? Carly?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
I'm going upstairs.
That's right, yes. Hey, you get unpacked and then maybe in about, half an hour we'll have a stroll down to the village?
Whatever.
Is everything all right?
Yes, fine. Don't you worry about us. You get off.
You've checked your email?
Yes.
Nothing from Duncan? Nothing from Duncan. Okay.
He hasn't said no, Caroline.
No, he hasn't said no.
Oh, come here. Good luck.
Thanks. And you.
So, what's the position, Caroline? Has this Duncan fella come on board?
Ah.
I've been writing it all down. As soon as you mentioned him the other week, I put him in my book.
We find it a great help.
I'm sure. He's definitely still interested.
Interested? But has he got the money?
Like me and Oliver, it's going to take a bit of time for him to free up his assets.
So he's not in a position to proceed at the moment?
Not quite yet, no.
I see.
And what about your assets? Has there been any interest in the bull?
Well, it's only been a week. The agent's had a lot of inquiries.
Has anyone been round?
Not yet, no, but they're confident...
And the Dower House?
It's not really the best time of year for the house market, but again, lots of interest.
But nothing concrete.
But Oliver, he's disposed of virtually all his stocks and shares, and the others are happy to take on his investment in Hungary. So we have got a good part of the purchase price raised.
Just bear with me. But in essence, you're not able to make a firm offer today.
Well, no. But if you could just extend the deadline, a week or two would make all the difference. We're desperate to buy Grey Gables, we really are.
The thing is, Caroline, we've had an offer.
Oh, no. Who from? No, I'm sorry. I suppose you can't really say. And, what do you feel you want to do about it?
Jack?
So, this is the epicentre of Ambridge, pretty much. Village Green, Duck Pond. Looks a bit bleak this time of year, but you should see it in the summer. Well, perhaps you will. Anyway, what have we got here? Shop, of course, very useful. Open all hours. Well, nearly all. They sell pretty much everything. And there's a post office if you want to send any letters. Oh, and they do DVDs, so that's useful. Right, well, The Bowl, our local. That's run by Sid and Jolie. You can go on the internet from there and everything. Well, no, actually, not that you need to. We can set you up on the computer at home, if you like. Carly? We can set you up on the computer at home.
Okay.
Good. You are still alive, then. I haven't frozen you to death. Anyway, the Bull's very historic. Goes back to the 15th century, I believe. And it's got its own ghost, of course. Well, it's practically obligatory, isn't it? You'll have to pop in sometime and take a... Oh, no, you can't, can you? I shouldn't be encouraging you. Well, they've got a family restaurant. Maybe we could go for a meal sometime, eh? Anyway, let's get moving again, shall we? Before our feet freeze to the spot. I take it you haven't been to Ambridge before?
No.
You haven't been in Borchester that long, have you?
No.
And it was Birmingham before that?
Yeah.
Village Hall on your left. That's where the WY meets. And the playgroup. And we have whist drives. Ooh, and the famous Christmas show. And over there, see? That's Lakey Hill. Do you know what a soapbox derby is?
A what?
Well, you make a sort of go-kart. Mustn't have any kind of propulsion. At its most basic, you steer it with a bit of string. And then you race them down a slope. Or, in our case, Lakey Hill.
Why?
Well, for fun. Anyway, it's on Palm Sunday, and there'll be prizes for, well, I don't know, best time, best turned out, best under 16 entrant. You might like to have a go if you're still with us. Well, you don't have to. Well, I tell you what, Caroline must have finished her meeting by now. Why don't I take you for lunch at Grey Gables, eh?
It's not that I don't want you to have Grey Gables, Caroline. Please don't think that.
I don't. Not at all.
I totally agree with Jack that you buying it would be the best outcome for everyone.
Thank you. But I can understand your concern.
Jack seems fine at the moment. The tablets seem to be keeping everything under control, but the worry is that if he suddenly got worse before all this was sorted...
I know.
We'll continue to give you and Oliver first refusal. And we'll turn down the offer we've got. But you must see that if another comes in, particularly a good one, or if the party comes back with a higher offer, we'll have to give that proper consideration.
Oh, I do understand. I promise you we're doing everything we can to move things along.
I'm sure you are, but I don't want things stretching on indefinitely.
Of course not. I'm just grateful for this bit more time.
As long as we're clear.
You've made things very clear. Now, I better get back to work.
Well, goodbye, Caroline.
Bye.
Oh, no.
Morning!
Matt!
Ah, yeah.
Fine, thanks. Have you come to see Jack and Peggy?
No, no, no. It's you I want to see.
Oh?
Don't sound so scared.
No, I just...
It was very interesting the other day, my little look around.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. Yeah, it helps you get a feel for the place, doesn't it? You know, find out how the whole place ticks. You mended that carpet, yeah?
Yes.
Good. You don't want an employee taking you to a tribunal when they tricked and broken their leg, do you?
Are you going to buy it?
What? Me?
Or Borchester land?
Nah. Nah, of course not.
Oh.
Nah, we're not into hotels. Leave that to the experts. Like yourself.
I see. So, why would...
I am interested in the country part. And I think the board will be when Jade's finished some research for me on the sort of money that can be made by upping the size of our shoot.
You'd be able to increase the number of shooting days quite considerably.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why I need to talk to you. Assuming you and Oliver get Grey Gables, which is the dream scenario all around, I presume, how would you feel about tying in with an increased number of shoes?
I'd be delighted. We're really not using the country park to anything like its full potential at the moment.
Exactly. Excellent. Look, I think we need a proper talk. I'll have to put it to the board, of course, but I'm pretty confident I'll have their backing.
Oh, that would be marvellous. Yes, let's fix up a meeting.
I'll get Jay to give you a call then, shall I?
Yes, do.
Fine. Well, good luck with the purchase then, because I think it would be great doing business with you, Caroline.
I can't think where she's got to. I didn't think a meeting would last this long. There's your drink, Carly.
Thanks.
Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Mm. Oh. Well, it's good to get warm, isn't it? Sorry for dragging you around in the cold. Didn't realise we'd been so long. Oh, have you had a look at the menu? Anything you fancy?
What's cassolet?
Cassolet? Well, it's a sort of pork and beans, basically.
Oh.
But I expect Ian jazzes it up a bit, cooks it properly in duck fat and so on. Oh, and those are flageolet beans, you know, not the other sort.
Oh.
Well, I tell you what. They do jolly good chips here.
Hello.
Oh.
Linda said you were here.
Hello, darling. You've been a long time.
Hmm. I'll tell you about it later.
Where's the toilet?
Oh, back through reception on the right.
Ta.
Is it me? Every time I arrive, she leaves.
Oh, don't be silly.
Have you been getting on?
Fine.
Really?
Well, she is rather quiet, but, well, it's all very strange, isn't it? I expect she's just shy.
No sign of those behavioural problems?
No.
Good. At least she's ditched the gum. That is going to drive me mad.
Yes. Anyway, how have you got on?
I feel a bit punch drunk, really.
Huh?
They've extended the deadline.
Fantastic.
And that's not all. Matt Crawford wants to buy the country park.
What?
Not just him, Borchester land. And up the shooting business.
Wonderful.
I know. What with that and the relief he didn't want the hotel... I was rather disturbed to find I could have kissed him.
Oh, steady on.
I know.
Kiss me instead.
Oliver, not here.
Well, it's going to be ours soon. We can do what we like.
Oh, I do hope so. But look, Peggy was very clear. They can't extend the deadline indefinitely.
No, of course not. But they've extended it for now.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.